Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get fired up about Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat? Unleashed, Unshaken, Unstoppable brings mind-blowing news, conversations with top world thought leaders, and Dr. Pat herself, unleashed like never before. Mega talk covering the most leading edge and headlines worthy topics from pop culture to presidents, sex to spirituality, surviving to thriving, Hollywood to Bollywood, and music to miracles, addiction to action and rhetoric to rocking it. It's not about mistakes and all about the guts to not just step out of your comfort zone, but annihilate it. Think authentic and spontaneous. Think fun and forefront. Think no matter what. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference. Now here's Dr. Pat.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Power Up Radio with me, Dr. Pat. Thanks for tuning us in, turning us on. This is a new venue. Most of you know me from the Dr. Pat Show. This show is a little bit different. It really honors the original energy of the show when the show was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. You know, what I love about being able to have conversations with all of you is that we get to talk about things that, one, highlight what is happening in the world, but two, takes a look at things from a real point of understanding. Today's two-hour segments are all about broken promises. Now, many of you are thinking, what the heck is she going to talk about broken promises? Where is she getting that from? So for those of you, can you see this thing? It's heavy. Like that. It's like that thick. Okay. So here's the thing. Once upon a time, I had a corporate job and worked my way up from the mailroom all the way up to an executive in HR. All right. So what does that mean? Well, that means that back in the day, you could do that. You could push a mail cart for $61 a week and work your way up through the system in a company. Those days are pretty much gone. But in doing that, there are some things that I look back on that, for me, that I did where a little bit of my soul got eaten away, a little bit here, a little bit there, until the tipping point for me. And the tipping point for me was one day waking up, head of HR, director in HR in a phone company, and being asked to implement a downsizing program. Now, I got to tell you, this is like 1991, 1992. And so the phone company was pretty much, I think, either the second or third company at that time to say downsizing. Well, they didn't even say downsizing. You know, they didn't even say they were going to terminate you. They used a term like laying off. Well, no, it's firing you. But what they did was, and this is where the journey of broken promises began for me, at least in work, but not in my life. So here's what happens, right? There you are, you've put your time and energy into a job and in a company. And look, all of us had these bell-shaped heads. We all thought, here we go. We're going to be like the bell-shaped head. You know, we drank the Kool-Aid. That's what we did. You know, we bought the t-shirt, right? We wore the t-shirt. And in my case, we burned the t-shirt. So here we go, like many people that are from my generation and then thereafter, because this was a game changer. This is what happened. You go through the job, you do everything that, you know, you're told to do, all of it, right? And one day your company has a major shift in their philosophy of employment. Yes, that's true. A major shift. Like the people that make this stuff up in the corporations, they are taken over by aliens. Or if you've watched Game of Thrones, because today's episode is called Broken Promises, Lessons in Politics from Game of Thrones. The next hour is going to be more about the workplace, but I want to set the stage for where we're going with this. So here we are, and you're thinking to yourself, look, I put in the time, I put in the energy, I put in the years. And in my case, I had 24 and a half years. So here's what happens back then. Your age and your service, when you add them together, that is going to determine whether or not you're pension eligible. Yes, I did say the P word, pension. Once upon a time, that was a thing. But here we are, 24 and a half years. So as a director in HR, my job in program management, program development, was to announce, implement a downsizing program, which was being done. Now, let me tell you how dysfunctional and how this relates to where I'm going with broken promises. 2 months earlier in the summer, our big chief comes out and says, yo, we have gotten approved for a $1 trillion budget and we are all happy and we are all good. 3 months later, same stage comes out and says, oopsie, looks like we're going to have to cut people back. So here's what I think happened. I think what happened is everybody watched Exxon and saw how they did it. And so the phone company was like, yeah, that could work for us. Here's the difference. When the program was talked about initially, it was going to be a combination of, let's take a look at our senior people. Let's offer them early retirement. Like there's a bunch of people that maybe like 6 months or a year, maybe even 2 years, that if we gave them the option for early retirement, boom, everybody'd be happy. And then let's look at these other people that maybe they want to take the option and get a year's salary and then off they go. And that was the initial premise. But what did they discover? They discovered that the people that they would offer these early retirement, whoa, there's a lot of them people. That's a lot of pension money. And then they looked at some of the other folks. Some of these other folks were some of the top performers, right? And they're thinking, wow, I can leave here with my 10 years and I could go dot, 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 and I could get like a year. So long story short, here's what happens. This thing that was promised, maybe not, they didn't say, I promise, but all the action, everything they did said, we're going to do this in a really humane way. Now, how did I find out that was going to be different? Here's how I found out. Coming to work and my boss says to me, you know, we're looking at the people that we're really thinking about letting go. I want you to talk to Janine. And I want you to tell Janine, she's one of these people we're going to let go. I said, you can't. What? Janine, 29 years and 11 months of service. What are you doing? She's 1 month away from a full pension. And so that turned into a thing. I woke up one day and I looked in the mirror and I looked at myself with my fancy outfit on. Back then, everybody wore these suits with these bow ties. And I looked at myself as I'm leaving my big house with my big car garages, my sports car, all of the baubles of corporate America at the time. And I looked in the mirror and guess what I was? I was unrecognizable. I didn't recognize that person that worked her way up, that was homeless at 17, that kid that was all about possibilities. And, you know, I didn't see that. I didn't see that person. I didn't see myself as that person. I was something other than that, right? Now, why am I talking about this? Broken promises, lesson in Game of Thrones. Because the characters in Game of Thrones, and one in particular, and okay, like spoiler alert, but I'm not going to give you the whole spoiler, you know, who ultimately becomes king in the end, clearly claims, I'm not that person. I'm not that person now. I'm not that person now. And that is a phrase that got used throughout Game of Thrones for this particular character. I'm not that person. I'm not that person now. And people want to know, wait, what do you mean you're not the person now? What did you become? How did you become it? You know, what did you do? And it isn't till the end, the finale, where that person, that character is described by the hand. It's not until that person is described at length do we understand what that means. But for many of us that have sold our souls for that increased dollar amount, that work your way up, that, you know, that thing that you accomplish in your job, and in my case, a corporation, that thing, when you look yourself straight in the eye, that person becomes unrecognizable to you. And so what happened? Something happened to me, and I really was different. But was I really? I went back into work, and I basically said, no, I can't. I can't fire her. 29 years, 11 months of service. And I said, are you WTF? Totally. Are you crazy? Are you people crazy? And my boss, who didn't like me, said, no, you either do it or there'll be consequences. And I said, you know what? If you're looking for a stinking headcount number, take mine. Those words did come out of my mouth. Now, my boss, she said gladly. And, you know, when I look back, I think about whether or not this was something that was planned out. But that moment is what they call a tipping point. That moment is called a game changer. That moment is called something that's going to create a blip in the matrix. And we are having moments every day like that in our political system today. Yesterday was a moment. Yesterday we had a couple moments like that, which changes the game. In Game of Thrones, what, right? Game of Thrones. So everybody should have known from the title of the show that there were going to be a lot of moments like this. But why would you name something Game of Thrones? Why didn't you call it King of Thrones or something? It's a game, because of the nature of it, politically or otherwise. But what does the impact of that? Here's the impact for me. That changed me. And I did lose my job. And I found out as I was losing my job that I lost my job 6 months from my own pension. But it didn't matter because something happened to me about promises that were made and not kept. And what changed for me, and we're seeing it now in the headlines, and I'm going to talk about that, and we saw it in Game of Thrones. Psychological contract violation in Game of Thrones. We saw it, psychological contract violation in our political system, promises not being kept. But what is it that we believe we are obligated to be provided with? See, that's a promise. It's really the sense that something is being obligated, strong word. But it doesn't always have to be said. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what broken promises. I'm going to tell you what happened after that, the trajectory of my life, and what it was that enabled me to study broken promises for 10 years. Why was I depressed at the end of it? And why am I holding up? I got to go back to the gym. Why am I holding up this thing? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert, and get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca. Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back. It's great to have you tune in. This is Power Up Radio with me. I'm Dr. Pat. For those of you, many of you know me as the host of Dr. Pat Show. This is a different venue. This is where we, you know, show up and talk about things that perhaps you're thinking about, but perhaps not. So let me just kind of finish the story, and then I'm going to get to it here about Game of Thrones, but more importantly about Broken Promises. So look, here I go. And while my boss is trying to rip my badge off my neck pretty much and fire me, all I kept thinking about was, I wonder if Columbia University still has my two-year-old application for graduate school. So imagine this, you know, you got that veins popping out of your boss's neck as they're screaming at you. She's yanking the badge off of your neck, calling security. Now, I'm telling you, I was like an outstanding employee. I was like this bell shape, worked my way up, always outstanding, a little bit odd, I will say. But that was me. I was that employee. I was a role model. And back in the day, just so you know, they didn't just fire you. So this downsizing effort that the phone company put together back then, they did this. So you were going to lose your job and you were going to get, you know, whatever the severance was, right, back then. But pretty much you had to stay on for another 3 months so you could train the people that were left. So this very altruistic approach, which they could have done, right, just like in Game of Thrones, just like the Dragon Queen, could have kept her word, could have done it, just like that. Yeah. Different ending, right? Different ending, you know, but it's not a Disney movie. It's Game of Thrones. This wasn't a Disney movie. This is downsizing. What happened was this. That wasn't what they're going to do. But, you know, she's yanking the thing off my neck. And I don't know if you guys can remember back to 91, 92. Yeah, we didn't have smartphones. But all I could think about was Columbia. And this was in New Jersey, Livingston, New Jersey. And my boss is yelling at me and I'm running for the phone because I'm going to call Columbia. And I'm calling Columbia and I'm saying, look, 2 years, my application's old. What do you want me to do? So the woman says to me, look, you literally got to get here. This is the last day. People are buying books. They're getting ready to start class. Here's how you know you're destined to do something. Yeah. Here's how you know you're destined to do something. You know, just like that perfect line if you think about Game of Thrones, and again, I'm going to the end. You know, if you're thinking about the perfect line at the end of Game of Thrones, you are exactly where you are meant to be, exactly where you're meant to be. You know, just when you think about in Game of Thrones and you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute, you know, here we are, there's the outcome. And, you know, the question is coming up is who should be the king? Who should be the king? And in that, you know, the answer is, well, that's why I'm here. That's why I went through everything I went through so I could be here in this new role, whether I want to be king or not. This is how you know. Look, when you're meant to do something, broken promises or not, you know, you have to rise up and decide what your life's going to be about. And for me in that moment, you know, my moment of triumph was getting in my very fast car at the time, getting on the highway, scooting across the George Washington Bridge. 45 minutes I had to get from Jersey to New York, pulling up in front of Columbia. And believe it or not, as somebody's pulling out of a parking space, that was mine, a legal parking space, getting upstairs in time to register with 5 minutes to spare. Why am I sharing all of that? You know, part of this journey and story is to look at how we can shift and change our lives, even if broken promises is what's driving us. That story really points to the trajectory of my life for the next 10 years. And I'm not going to really take you all through that. What I want to get to is what happened as a result of that. I was emotionally drained. I didn't understand, you know, how this company I could work for. I didn't understand. I didn't feel betrayed, right? Just like the people that are now writing and talking about the finale of Game of Thrones, you know, words like betrayal, you know, they didn't keep their promises to us. The ending doesn't make sense. You know, I mean, my gosh, if you read the reviews, I'm thinking to myself, did they watch the same ending that I watched? But here's the point. Both situations have parallels. They have parallels. So for me, the parallel in today's show is to look at lessons from Game of Thrones in today's world of politics, maybe, but are in today's workplace. But here's the thing I want to say about this. I went on to study what was happening at that time in the workplace. There's now a body of work on this. Here's what they call this. I call it broken promises because that's really what it is. But in the academic world, we call it psychological contracts. We call it the repeal of the psychological contract, meaning those rules of the game don't hold up anymore. Just like in Game of Thrones. What happens when you get rid of the wheel? It's a new idea. You know, what happens in our political system when you get rid of the politics, when you truly come together to look at a common interest, which has to do with people? What would happen? But that's not today's show. Today's show is about broken promises. It means that there is a thing called broken promises. I went on to study the consequences of those, because I wasn't interested in the positive side of it, because nothing in my life and in my work experience talked to that. All of you know, in your workplace today, you know what I'm talking about the rate by which promises are being made, not overtly, but they are being made, and yet they're not being kept. We know what that's like. We wonder why trust is not in the forefront in our corporations. We wonder why trust is not in the forefront of our politics today. This is why. This show is why. What I'm about to talk about is why. We now know, if I use Game of Thrones and we look at what happened in Game of Thrones, right? So the question that everybody in the media is asking, what happens after this soaring, triumphant moment of high fantasy? What happens? Well, here's what happens. Even in a moment of high fantasy, what happens when people watch to the tune of 13 plus million Game of Thrones? What happens in our political system, whether you turn into the three major Fox, MSNBC, or CNN, when you're watching and experiencing what you feel is a betrayal. What happens when you believe promises are being broken? Even in Game of Thrones, we watched a promise being broken. What happens? What's the ripple effect? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you know, we're going to talk about what happens when Daenerys decides in that moment, that anger, that fear, what she was feeling, the action that she took that would cost her dearly and others dearly. What happens when we do that in our political system? What happens when we do that in work? When we come back, I'm going to talk about the consequences of breaking promises. They are vast. They are long-term. And they take an enormous amount of work to fix. Some people may never heal from the finale of Game of Thrones. Give me a call. I'll talk to you. We'll be right back.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, so we're talking about broken promises. And one of the things I said before the break was, look, can we really find the parallel in something like our political system and Game of Thrones? Of course we can. But I chose to pick one thing. And the one thing I picked were broken promises. Now, look, there's a lot of other things that go on in politics and a lot of other things that went on in Game of Thrones. Totally. But I want to talk about broken promises. For those of you that actually saw Game of Thrones, did you believe Daenerys actually broke a promise? Do you think she did? Let me define it and then let's chat. Here we go. And by the way, if you have any questions, comments, 1-800-930-2819. Do you think Daenerys broke a promise? 1-800-930-2819. Here we go. Psychological contracts, right? Another word for them are promises. I say I'm going to do this, and then you expect me to do it. Or I imply I'm going to do something, and you still expect me to do it. But it's not just an expectation. You believe that I'm obligated to do it, right? If I say I'm going to provide you with health care, and I'm going to make sure that your children get health care, when I don't do that, you're like, oh boy, I don't trust you anymore. So here's what it is. Psychological contracts, broken promises. It's you're looking at an exchange where one party perceives an imbalance in the exchange. That's number one. It causes a perception that that imbalance, like I said, I was going to do this. I didn't do it. It's an imbalance for whatever reason. I violated something. That's number one. And let's talk about it from an employer point of view. When an employee believes that the employer fails on an obligation, whatever you think that is, right? We went through that with healthcare. We went through job. It doesn't matter. You know, when that happens, there is an imbalance. The system that is in place gets knocked out of whack. Same thing in our politics. When we vote for a particular person or a party, whether it's local or otherwise, we had a local election here in Washington State. And those people we voted for in Washington State, we expected to see some things. And as a result, yeah, our governor is Jay Inslee, and he's running for president, and he talks about the stuff he's done here. And it takes more than him, but they were done here. When we think about what we expect, what we think about how the gamut ranges, here's what we're talking about it. And it, this is the key point. Contract violations can run the gamut, you ready? From subtle misinterpretation to stark breaches of good faith, right? Such as I talked about before, the repeal of the long-term psychological contract. So that's something that, that to think about. The other thing that we're talking about is we're talking about how this affects things. So if that happens, let's just think about it. If that happens and there is something that is so harmful to people, it damages reputations, it damages careers, it damages trust. And here's the news flash. In the 10 years I studied this and everybody else had studied it afterwards, this is the norm. It is the norm. It is not the norm to keep promises. That's what my research says. That's what everybody's research on the topic says. The norm is broken promises. So the profound effect of these goes far beyond the time we have to talk about them today. But if you think about it, think about Game of Thrones. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones, then I'm not going to give you the spoiler, but there were so many broken promises, psychological contract violations in the season finale than you can even imagine. So many. But then there were so many that weren't. There were so many parts to this ending where promises were kept, where things happened that made some of the failure, mistakes that people experienced with the Game of Thrones tenable. It was something that you could say, I'm okay. Not the same in our political system. You know, I don't know if you plug into politics or you're not, or you don't. But clearly, there are things that the public believes should happen and are not happening. In the next hour, we're going to talk about this in terms of the Mueller report, because whether you want to see the Mueller report or you don't want to see it, or whether you're on the side of there was a violation or somebody did this, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what the long-lasting effects could be of the citizens of this country expecting to see something and not being able to see it. Today in this show, we're talking about politics and Game of Thrones. Everyone that has watched Game of Thrones as a series will know that pretty much the entire, what are there, 7 seasons of it were all about politics. Politics of gender, politics of race, politics of people in leadership, you know, politics of dragons even. But what is it about this we should know? What's the takeaway from today's show? The takeaway from today's show is by the time I experienced my own psychological contract violation in the workplace, losing my job, went on to study it, 10 years of studying it, writing about it, researching about it, the one thing that I will tell you about this and the lesson in politics and the lesson in Game of Thrones across the board, that when somebody experiences a broken promise, whether it's explicit or implicit, meaning whether it's real or not, the long-term effects are devastating. Devastating. And this is the key for this today. It's, do we even know today what the impact is going to be 5 years from now on what we are doing to our political system? Are we going to know that? Well, if the research holds up, then one of the things that we will know is we will know the consequences. We will know what happens between two people, two groups, two countries. We know. And when I did this research, there was a lack of research on these one-on-one relationships. It was more about this abstract idea of a company. And we know companies, not people. So one of the things that I want to say to everybody is that, are you feeling the pain, right? I mean, clearly all you got to do is get on social media right now and look at what people are saying about Game of Thrones. You could also get on social media and start to look at what they're saying about politics, right? You could also look within yourself and getting in touch with how you feel about any or all of it. But the one thing I want to tell you is I now know why pretty much every PR person I meet wants me to write a book based on this research on broken promises. I got to tell you, I was depressed after studying this. So the bottom line is I don't think I'm up for it. But I think I'm going to tell you about it a little bit. When we come back from break, what we're going to do is I'm going to take you through the consequences. I'm going to just list them for you. And I'm going to leave the decision about Game of Thrones and our political system up to you. But I'm going to show you what the consequences have been, not just from my research, but how about from other people's research? Are they enough for us to raise our head up and pay a little bit more attention? Or are they not enough? Have we created, just like the research says, a norm of broken promises almost to the point where if it is the norm to break a promise in our society, in our politics, in our lives with each other, then have we become normal in creating an entire ripple effect of mistrust? Let's take a short break. I'm Dr. Pat. Power Up Dr. Pat Radio. Yep. This is it. When we come back, we're going to unleash some data. Just going to rattle it off and leave the questioning up to you. We'll be right back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning us in and turning us on here, Power Up. Listen, one of the things that I said I was going to do is I'm going to leave this for you all to think about in this show. In the next hour, we're going to get a little bit deeper into it. But one of the things I said is, look, are promises being broken? And if they are being broken, the question is like, so what? Right? All right. Game of Thrones. I'm using the Game of Thrones to look at the game of politics today. And if we think about the Game of Thrones and you really pinpoint for yourself, were there promises in there? Were they broken, right? In that gut-wrenching moment, when the bell was tolling, that gut-wrenching moment, and you're sitting there and you didn't read the headlines about what was going to happen, what side were you on? Were you on keep the promise, or were you on the broken promise? Did you think that there was even a promise that was made? Now look at the political system. You know, are we looking at promises that are happening on both sides? For example, all of the elections we had, you know, the shift in Congress, the new people that were brought forth. Did you expect these folks to do what they're doing? Did you expect them to continue an investigation? Did you expect them to do that? Or did you expect them to walk away from it? Do you expect them to look at healthcare and greening the earth? And did you expect that? And did that expectation, have you yet turned it into a promise? Or what happens if they don't pursue the investigation? Will you feel like a violation of your trust is ended? And then if you're on the other side, you know, are you watching to say to yourself, well, wait a minute, you know, things are done. We need to move on. In either case, either side of the aisle, as they like to say, do you believe promises are being broken? Well, let's talk about the research for a minute. And I want to leave you with this, because the consequences as a result of broken promises, and maybe there isn't a consequence for you in Game of Thrones, right? But there is in a political system, and there is in the workplace. So what happens when you literally break a promise? What happens? What happens right out of the get-gate is the person that's closest to you, that you think, that direct person, is going to get the brunt of it. And so as we look at that and we think about what a broken promise means, here's what I want to say. Trust, right out of the gate, boom, gone. Boom. And so let's just talk about what I mean when I say trust. These are called consequences of broken promises. And, you know, in other words, something really awful happens when somebody thinks that you promised something or promised to do something and you don't. Whether it's your 10-year-old kid that you said you were going to take to, you know, the Seahawks game, or it's an adult that you promised that you were going to XXX, or if it's a boss that said to you, wait a minute, I really want you to go take that leave of absence. And then when they take it, you really are not honoring that. But here's what it is. Factors that affect trust are beliefs about another person's integrity. Game of Thrones. What was your view after that bell-ringing moment of Daenerys? What was your view? Did you lose your trust? Did you see things that were out of integrity? So we look at integrity, motives, intentions. We look at, what did you intend to do? We look at behavior. You know, we look and say, well, wait a minute. In Game of Thrones, Cersei, everybody's saying, well, she said she was going to do this. She said she was going to fight the North. No, there was nothing in Game of Thrones that would say that she would keep her promise. Now, are we seeing that in politics? Are we seeing something where you don't understand or have a pattern of whether or not a promise is going to be kept? Are you thinking in general, this is political, this is our political system, I don't expect that much from them? But here's what the research says. It says you do. It says when you elect somebody to office, you expect them to dot, 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 dot. And when they don't, they negatively reflect, like, violate your psychological contract because you elected them. And what we find now is that psychological contract violations, you break the promise and it turns trust into mud. That's what we're finding. That's what people are talking about. But as we look more, there's a long list of what happens when you break promises. Imagine a family. One of the most horrific things that can happen in a relationship is an intimate betrayal. Yeah, when you get cheated on, when something happens in that way. And so this is really the consequence of this. We, you know, and you may be thinking, well, Game of Thrones, it's like a TV thing. Tell that to like 14 million viewers so far who put their seven series gut-wrenching trust into an ending that didn't happen for them. Now take it to the political level and ask yourself this question. Are promises being broken on all fronts at all levels? You know, I saw a headline the other day, and it was a headline that called out Susan Collins, the senator from up there in Maine. And as if she was the only one that voted Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. And that's what the headline was about. And I think the headline read something like, how do you feel about your decision now? And this was in terms of abortion and what's happening to Roe versus Wade and what's happening in certain states. And I thought to myself when I saw that, are they saying and calling this one senator out as if she was the one, and maybe there are those of us that perhaps think that, but they're asking her the question, do you feel like a promise made to you, Susan Collins, is about to be broken? And that's what we're talking about today. I think that the reason this topic was so important, we're going to carry it forward into the next hour, is because of the research that I did it over 10 years ago and the conclusion that breaking promises is the norm. But also, what is the norm are the consequences from breaking them. See, that we haven't normalized our reaction to them. It's trust. It's psychological health is damaged severely. Satisfaction, whether it's job or with another person or with the political system, damaged. It's our commitment. How does commitment show up in politics? We don't vote. We don't even come out to talk about the vote. That's called commitment. So this is a message from me to all of you out there running for office, that you have no idea of the ripple effect that your actions are going to have. And running around door to door and getting people to step up and vote, according to this research, not going to happen that way. So let me just keep going. Not only are we looking at these ideas of commitment, but we leave. When we are affected by a broken promise, we leave. How do we leave? Oh my God, look at divorce rate. We leave. We're getting out. Game over. Look at how we leave emotionally and psychologically. Fight or flight. We are fleeing at record pace emotionally, right? You know, how do we know that? Look at the ratings for some of these news channels I mentioned, right? And we're going to talk about that in the next show. We're going to talk about the Mueller report and Game of Thrones. We're going to talk about that and the parallel with that. But that's another thing. So as we keep going through it, we leave. We leave. Yep, we leave. And in some cases, we should leave. But here's the one part of my research that I'll leave you with, that you cannot repair easily. And this is really the punchline. It's integrity. When we break promises on a consistent basis, over and over and over again, even as the norm, it literally annihilates the view we have in another person, another system, another company's integrity. Let me read this and I'll end with this. This is from my research. Employees yearn for integrity. This is in the workplace. They want to be able to trust their leadership to give. And by the way, it could be a company, a government, it could be a group, or it can be a family. They want to be able to trust their leadership to give them accurate information quickly, to anticipate crises, to provide retraining where possible, to enable them to share in the decisions that affect their jobs, their lives, and not to repay loyalty with contemptuous abandonment. Let me rephrase this and get ready for the next show. Citizens yearn for integrity. They want to be able to trust their government, their leaders in government, to give them accurate information quickly, to anticipate crisis, to provide retraining or reframing where possible, to enable them to share in the decisions that affect their lives, and not to repay loyalty with contemptuous abandonment. When we come back, that's where we're going to start. We're going to talk about broken promises, the Mueller report, and Game of Thrones. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat, unleashed, unshaken, unstoppable. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Dr. Pat brings mind-blowing news, conversations with top world thought leaders, and Dr. Pat herself, unleashed like never heard before. It's not about mistakes and all about the guts to not just step out of your comfort zone, but annihilate it. Think authentic and spontaneous. Think fun and forefront. Think no matter what, don't just make a difference, be the difference. Visit www.powerupdrpat.com or powerupTalkRadio.com.